Hi, this is Steve Sams, Vice President, IBM Global Site and Facilities Services. And I'm with Bob Miller, Vice President, Marquee Accounts for the Liebert Power and Cooling Solutions from Emerson Network Power. Bob, it was a little over a year ago when your organization worked with us in a panel discussion when we announced Project Big Green. A lot has happened in that year, and even more is on the horizon. Can you provide your view on the data center energy crisis? Are we really focused on the right theme from a customer perspective?
Sure, and Steve, thank you for having us back. And yes, it's been a very fast year and a lot of activity taking place. But absolutely, the interest in data center energy efficiency and optimization has never been higher. Emerson conducts periodic surveys of data center managers. And the most recent survey we had from a few months ago highlighted that 74% of the data center managers view data center energy efficiency as important to extremely important for their companies. We also found that individuals and corporations are clearly experiencing a significant increase in energy cost. This is leading to an increased focus on energy consumption within the data center and on specific actions to reduce consumption. In another recent survey we conducted, unless the data center was in a dedicated building, we found that most data centers did not separately measure power consumed by the data center, much less analyze the major elements in the system level consumption. As most IT budgets were not responsible for energy costs, there was also limited incentive to better manage energy consumption. However, you know, Steve, I think what we're seeing now is that much of this is really changing. Measurement is necessary for improvement, and that's a favorite saying of mine. The metrics in data center efficiency are really just starting to be addressed. For example, automobiles have miles per gallon measurement for efficiency, which doesn't help to compare trucks to buses or compact commuter cars to mopeds, but it is an easy-to-calculate and easy-to-compare metric. While there's still no perfect measure for data center work measurement standards are being constructed, efforts by the Green Grid, of which Emerson and IBM are both active members, are providing assistance in defining some of those metrics, standards, and measurement methods for data centers. So, in general, I think the entire data center industry, from end user building owners to data center managers to system suppliers, and even to engineers and designers, is more focused on delivering a more energy efficient data center in today's marketplace.
Hey, thanks, Bob. You know, it's kind of interesting. Since we announced Project Big Green, you know, one of the reasons our clients might be really interested in this topic is the simple fact that oil prices have doubled in that one-year time period. So, I mean, you and I and all the others are currently feeling the pinch on energy every time we go to the gas pumps and fill up our car, and obviously the same impact is happening on the data center environment. I also appreciated your comment around standards. I mean, it is clear that standards like the data center energy efficiency metric provided or suggested by the Green Grid is really gaining momentum. I can tell you in the hundreds of energy efficiency assessments that we've done around the world now, where we use that standard in that, and where we provide a client with a set of prioritized improvements, the average improvement that we've been able to deliver for clients just in their data center infrastructure is around 23%. But you wouldn't know that if you weren't standards-based. So I think your comments are really well served. Now, we've all seen innovation to address the data center energy crisis. Can you share a specific example of an innovative solution offered by the Liebert Emerson Network Power Company?
Absolutely. There have been a number of technical advances in our business for higher efficiency in the data center operations. First, on the cooling side of our business, simply varying the speed of the fan to match the load can result in substantial energy savings. As you know, many data centers have installed cooling capacity greater than current load requirements. With the available Emerson variable speed drives or our EC plug fan options connected to computer room air handlers, energy savings of over 60% can be achieved when you simply lower the fan speed from 100% to 80%. Additionally, high-density servers, like the IBM Blade Center, result in higher performance efficiency but they can also create some of the cooling challenges. The Liebert XD supplemental cooling systems deliver cooling close to the heat load, which saves over 35% compared to traditional cooling methods. The Liebert XD system uses a non-compressorized green refrigerant, and it has 4 to 8 times better heat transfer capabilities compared with a similar water-based cooling system. So in general, right now we have 4 different form factors that utilize the XD technology to fit any customer space requirements. Similarly, on the power side of our business, our newest UPS platforms achieve 2 to 4% improved efficiency at 100% loading and have flattened the efficiency curve such that even as low as 30% loading, the efficiency of the UPS is still well above 90%. Another area is in monitoring and management. Monitoring management systems will also play an increasing role in furthering energy efficiency objectives in the data center. We're thrilled to have Aperture as the newest company within the Emerson Network Power organization. And let me tell you a little bit about that. Aperture Vista is an enterprise software solution that reduces operational risk and improves efficiency through enhanced management of the data center. Aperture Vista delivers the key processes that enable organizations to take control of their increasingly complex physical environment, including the equipment, space, power, environmentals, network, and storage. Aperture Vista customers achieve substantial improvements in quality, reliability, and cost effectiveness of their infrastructure planning, design, provisioning, troubleshooting, and analysis. Furthermore, we're also very excited about some of the technical collaboration we've had with IBM on this issue. As I mentioned earlier, historically, there's not much measurement and analysis of energy consumption in the data center. People did not have effective tools and systems to evaluate performance, covering both the IT systems and the infrastructure systems. Working with IBM Active Energy Manager and the Tivoli teams, IBM Active Energy Manager will now interface with the Liebert Site Scan Monitoring System. This enables IT administrators to be alerted about issues with facilities equipment such as overheating, low battery power on uninterruptible power units, or other conditions that might keep the IT equipment in the data center from running properly.
Well, Bob, you know, those sound like tremendously powerful improvements that customers can achieve, and congratulations on your new acquisition with Aperture. You know, as we continue to identify new ways of collaborating, can you share your view on the benefit of this collaboration to our mutual customers?
Oh, Steve, I'd be glad to do that. This past year, Emerson released a model on best practices for enhancing data center energy efficiency. We call it Energy Logic, and the white paper is available on our public website at www.liebert.com. The model demonstrates that reductions in energy consumption at the IT equipment level have the greatest impact on overall consumption because they cascade across all supporting systems. The solutions that Emerson offers impact 6 of the 10 best practices in the Energy Logic model. Most other entities could only directly impact 3 or 4 of these areas. However, IBM can work across the entire data space to optimize each of the elements within the data center. IBM is a leader in providing IT hardware and virtualization solutions. IBM also has a tremendous experience base in building and operating data centers, both for their internal use and for their customers. By collaborating with Emerson Network Power, IBM can provide to customers the experts and the experience across all data center areas to optimize energy efficiency in the data center.
Well, Bob, Emerson Liebert has been an extremely valued partner for both IBM and our clients, and I really appreciate your participation. For those that are listening to this podcast and would like more information in addition to going to the site that Bob just listed, feel free to go to www.ibm.com/green. Hey, thanks, Bob, for your participation today.
And Stephen, thank you for having us, and we enjoy working with IBM and serving our customer needs.
And for those that are listening, thanks for joining us.